Welcome to Backseat Box Office, episode number 213, for the weekend of December 5th through December 7th. Hey, this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. And it is now December, the last month of 2014. Any thoughts on that, Art?
No. What? Where? I'm confused. It is the week of Brittany's
birthday. It's December. Oh, well, happy birthday, Brittany.
She will be celebrating the second anniversary of her 25th birthday, because she's not getting any older than 25. She's just going to have anniversaries from here on out.
Yeah, because that always works out.
Whatever works for her. I'm going with the program.
You know, happy wife, happy life. Okay. All right. Well, so any birthday traditions in the Art/Brittany house?
No, you know, I mostly ignore them. She likes cake. That's about it.
All right, well, that's easy.
Me and Aubrey will go out at some point, either tomorrow or maybe even the day of. We'll let her sleep in, and I'll let Aubrey pick something out to get a gift for her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. It'll be low-key.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, let's talk about what happened at the box office last week. At number one, we have The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 came in at $56.9 million. At number two, we had new movie Penguins of Madagascar came in with a modest $25.4 million. At number three, Big Hero 6 came in $18.8 million. Interstellar came in at $15.7 million. Number four, that is. And number five, the other new release, Horrible Bosses 2, came in at $15.4 million. And there's your top five. Wow, Horrible Bosses only got up to five.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said, I saw bits and pieces. It was meh. So.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a movie that has horrible or bad in the title, does it ever come in number one? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a thing. And by the same token, maybe good or great or awesome in the title. Maybe they'd be higher. I don't know. This is me grasping straws.
I would have thought Penguins would have did a little better. $25 million seems a little light.
You could say that, I guess. What was I just gonna look up?
I don't know, but you figure, you know, it's got like 30% on Big Hero 6, and Big Hero 6 is in its fourth week. I mean, obviously, Big Hero 6 is a much better movie, but I don't know. I just expected a little more.
The previous three releases for the Madagascar movies, Madagascar 3 opened at $60 million, Madagascar opened at $47 million, and Madagascar Escape to Africa came in at $63 million. So it is light, but we're looking at maybe a 10% drop in the amount of theaters on opening weekend.
Right.
Because each of the Madagascar movies had easily over 4,000, where Penguins had 3,764.
Yeah, but I mean, I expected more. I mean, I think the Penguins are one of the best parts of those movies. You know, after the first movie, I was watching more for the Penguins than for the main characters.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind of disappointing. I still want to see it. Not sure if I'll get around to it. Maybe this weekend, another thing to do. But anyway, the loss for Big Hero 6, you see that 6.5%. So in a week where another cartoon opened, they lost almost nothing from last week's results.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta have the best word of mouth any movie in the top five.
Yeah.
Right now. It's so good. Go see it, people. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, now this is part of the show where we can talk about movies that are coming out wide release this weekend, but we have none. Why that is, I don't know. Is it too much respect for people hitting the malls over the weekend, or yeah, I don't know why, but yeah, we have no wide releases that are coming out this weekend. So as a substitute, we're going to talk about a trailer that got released on Black Friday.
Yes. Tell me more.
Star okay, so Wars Episode 7. An 88-second teaser yes. trailer has a lot of fan people, I'm not saying fanboys, but fangirls too, in a tizzy over some images that are in the teaser trailer. So definitely go see it. I don't think we could really say that there were any plot details revealed.
Nope.
In the teaser trailer, which is kind of what you want to do in a teaser trailer, hence the name teaser. It is pretty amazing. IndieWire.com had an interesting piece upon which, you know, you kind of have to marvel at. This is a Star Wars trailer that, for the first time in 37 years, there's a Star Wars trailer where we really don't know what the plot's going to be about the movie.
Right.
So we're back to square one, almost. Even though we know a lot more about characters. But really the big questions coming from the trailer are, one, who was the voice in the voiceover at the beginning of the trailer?
Right.
My impression, first of all, I thought it was Adam Driver, which I think is a long shot because I don't think that the tone of the voice that we heard, I don't know. I mean, obviously they can do a lot with harmonizing and other sound effects. A lot of people are saying that it's Cumberbatch, and they're not, you know, because Cumberbatch hasn't been announced as being attached to the movie.
But okay, well, hold on. Before you chase this down anymore, when you first asked the question, I thought you meant who might the character be within the context of the movie, because it has been revealed who the voice is.
Oh, please do tell.
It is Andy Serkis.
Okay. That was going to be option number three, and I didn't think that... I was kind of going on with Cumberbatch because he's, you know, he's worked with JJ before.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, okay.
Yep, it has been revealed. It is Andy Serkis, so.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's one question answered. Okay, here's the other question, or one of many questions.
Yes.
What is going on with that lightsaber?
Okay, so have you seen, oh, I'm now blanking on his name and I feel like such an idiot. Colbert's.
Yes.
Stephen Colbert's explanation of the lightsaber.
That is just further confirmation on how crazy the hype is for this movie, that it's landing on the radar of Mr. Stephen Colbert.
Oh, he is a huge nerd. What are you talking about?
No, I understand that. But is Star Wars really, really the purview of the Colbert Report?
I think he takes little side tangents all the time.
Oh, okay. All
right. To talk about, you know, he's had, you know, talked about Captain America, had a shield on there. He's rolled his D20 on his desk. I mean, he is a huge geeky nerd. So for him to weigh in on this issue, I was not surprised at all. I was very happy to see that, to see his, the video clip of him explaining it, unilaterally. This is it. This mm-hmm. is the explanation. Go right. away. Shut up. Stop being right. stupid.
The adults are talking now.
He's like, yes, yes. it was so good. I want to take a side tangent. Have you seen the Lego reenactment of it?
I think I've hit the point where there's so many derivative trailers of the teaser trailer that I'm just going to stop watching all these, you know, because they did a George Lucas special edition version of it.
That was so good. That was so good.
There's a Lego Star Wars one.
I cannot get enough. I cannot get enough. The most impressive thing.
Yeah, you're just feeding
the
machine, Art. You're just feeding the machine.
I am. YouTube is my friend. The Star Wars one, the Star Wars Lego one is so good. And the thing you really have to consider is that was released within a day of the first trailer.
You don't have to sell me on Lego Star Wars, because I'll be talking in share time about Yoda Adventures.
There's just been so many good memes out there. I don't know if you saw the there was a It was a triple picture. The first picture had Darth Vader, and it said first trilogy, one blade. And then there was a picture of Darth Maul, and it said second trilogy, two blades.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a picture of the new character, and it said third trilogy, three blades. And I'm like, perfect. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
It's completely explained. I watched the trailer for the first time, and I was ready to call all the people in my Pathfinder group and be like, yeah, we're done with Pathfinder. We're going back to Star Wars right now. That's it. It's decided. We're very close to wrapping up the module that we're in. And I said that I wanted to take a little break. So I don't know if I'm going to run something or I'm going to strong arm Tony into running something, but we are going to play a session or two of Star Wars.
Yeah, we have the worst timing ever because we just finished
a
4-year campaign. We're all 20th level in Star Wars Saga Edition, and we're all done, and then this comes out. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks, JJ.
Well, see, but you know what? Perfect time to pick up Edge of the Empire, Fantasy Flight.
Man.
You know, pick up them narrative dice and you know, start off with beginning level characters. And
yeah, I don't know about that because you don't know how many books you need because there's like 6 of them.
No. You can run an entire game right out of that one book. You don't need anything else extra. The whole game works perfectly fine out of the one book.
Okay,
now people, you know, who have the acquisition disorder, they have to get everything, and you know, but I have the one book. I'm going to run the game out of that one book, or I'm going to have Tony run it out of Saga, because I don't think he'll want to run the Fantasy Flight version.
Yeah, we're all old enough that I don't know if we're going to be doing, you know, Star Wars story gaming.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Yeah,
have you ever listened to the Order 66 podcast?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, they completely switched over, and they've been talking about it, and I am just, I've been chomping at the bit to get that one to the table, and this is just the excuse that I need. The only thing stopping me is I've been running for the past few months, and it's like, I can get Tony to swoop in here and run a couple of sessions, and, you know, and maybe go that way, but I don't know.
How you feel about the ball droid?
I didn't have any problem with the ball droid.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Either. Have you seen anywhere what the ball droid is called? Because I heard somebody refer to it, and I thought this was hilarious, and I need to ask him what the source of this was. But he called it an F1 F4 droid.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay. So if you write F1 F4 down. And then you take that 4 and you add a little extra stick if you make the classic, like the Fantastic Four type 4.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then you extend that leftmost tip of the 4 out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what does that say?
I'm afraid to say it out loud. Not exactly sure. Why don't you tell me, Art?
FIFA.
Okay.
Do you not know the Soccer Association?
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. So soccer ball.
FIFA?
Yeah.
FIFA,
yeah.
Depending on which way you want to pronounce it.
Hmm.
But I thought that was hilarious. And I'm like, who came up with that? Was that the guy who said it? Did he see that somewhere? That's too funny.
Yeah.
No, I am really excited. Every single scene, every little clip was just another little nugget that is just like, oh, this can't come here fast enough. I made Brittany watch it, and then it got to the end, and it said December. She's like, oh, that's coming soon. I said, no, December 2015. It's still a whole year away. She's like, oh. She's like, I'm sad for you. She's like, I don't care. Why did you make me watch that?
Yeah.
Because I love it. I love it. It's Star Wars.
Okay, so, Star Wars teaser trailer, episode 7. Go see it. And try to get to where Art is. So now that we're done talking about Star Wars, and this is where we usually would talk about movies coming out wide release, so now we can transition to share time. So Art, what have you been watching?
I have been watching a lot of TV and no movies. So Rebels is on break. Yes, no, because there was no new episode this week.
I believe that's true. I'll have to check the DVD.
Sadness. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true, because I don't think my DVR went bonk. But anyway, so I'm all caught up on Star Wars Rebels. Surprise, surprise. I am one episode behind on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I watched the 75 Years of Marvel, and that was totally worth watching. So if you still got that on your DVR, go watch it. I am back in on Elementary, the modern-day Sherlock Holmes in America, Like It Better Than Sherlock. Cannot recommend that show enough, with Lucy Liu.
How many seasons in are they on that?
They are on the second season.
Oh, okay.
So it's only the second season, and they are in the middle of the second. Not even in the middle. They're probably four episodes in. It just started back up just about a month ago, maybe. Four or five, somewhere right in there. But just really, really good. I really, really like the characters and the development, and it's just, it's firing on all cylinders for me. We talked briefly about the new Pixar movie with the Sweet Emotions music playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was called, what was it? Was it called? It might have been called Emotions. It might have been called, it was, oh, I am blanking on the name. But it's a really cute trailer, and it's about the emotions. It's about, it's character, it's, it's Herman's Head, but done by Pixar in the head of a little girl.
Inside Out.
Inside Out. There it is. Okay. Thank you, sir, because that was going to drive me crazy.
No problem.
It's not a long drive, but it was going to take me there. So, yeah, that looks really cute. Brittany enjoyed seeing it because I happened to watch it while she was sitting around, and she's excited for the next Pixar movie. Who is never excited for the next Pixar movie? It's Pixar. They are doing it right. Somebody's going to have to die who is, you know, driving that ship for it to crash.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen, even if that if someone does die.
Right, yeah, okay. Maybe a mass murder at a company retreat.
Oh, okay.
That's not nice. I shouldn't say that.
You got to think about something when you're delivering the mail.
That's, yeah.
I've heard,
hey, we haven't had somebody go postal in quite some time, okay? So, yeah, that is it. I haven't watched anything else. I got a bunch of stuff on my DVR that needs to go off, but it's just not happening. We did not make it to the movies this weekend. So Brittany was actually like, well, you're going to talk about the new Hunger Games, right? I'm like, I already talked about that. That was 2 weeks ago at this point. She's like, really? Time flies. I'm like, yeah. So yeah, that's it. What do you got, sir?
All right, so I didn't watch any of what you caught up on. I think I didn't watch any Rebels since the last time we talked, and I'm still stuck on the same spot in Agent Shield. But my son made me watch the Yoda Chronicles, which is a cartoon that's on Disney, and it's Lego Star Wars. They're like half-hour episodes, and the thing about most of the Lego shows is that because they're Legos, I mean, they can pull in all kinds of different story elements. And the 30-minute episode that I watched, they had, it's just the little sight gags that some go over my son's head, but just, God, they crack me up. Like, yeah. The long shot of the Imperial Senate after episode 3, and there's a hand-painted sign that says, under new management.
Nice.
And then a guy on Tatooine wondering, well, where are all the TIE fighters coming from when he has a sign, not a rebel base. Or not a rebel hideout, I think he said. And on the outskirts of Mos Eisley, they have a sign, welcome to Mos Eisley. Scum level is high today. Have a great day.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's, and there's also, they make a reference to Qui-Gon's characters having a specific set of skills, which is, you know, I had to explain what meta was to my son.
Yeah.
Was that he was from Taken. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And but it's a lot of fun. I gotta watch more of them now. Go ahead.
Aubrey won't watch it. I tried to put it on one time because we were all out of Star Wars Rebels. And I said, well, how about we watch this one? I said, it's Star Wars, but with Legos. And she's like, no, not Star Wars with Legos. I want to watch Star Wars with real people. I'm like, okay, no Star Wars Legos. So she is not having any of it. She does not want to watch Star Wars Legos. So
Okay.
continue.
I did watch one movie, and it was an older movie, and I'm trying to watch some more of the Harold Ramis movies that I haven't seen. And so the very first one that he did, and he was only one of one on the team of writers, and he didn't direct it. And I'm ashamed to say that I never watched it. And it was kind of like not seeing Godfather, because you've seen all the further descendants of the Godfather. Because I've seen Revenge of the Nerds, Old School, a bunch of other movies, but I never saw Animal House. And so I sat down and watched Animal House. And the funny thing about Animal House, it is one of the shortest Backseat Producers episodes ever, because there's really not much to talk about or to analyze. I mean, it's a comedy, it's funny as heck. But I sat, I remember sitting at my computer watching the movie going, hey, there's the brother of the guy on According to Jim. Hey, there's the guy who's on St. Elsewhere. Hey, there's Mozart. Hey, here's that guy that was banging Bruce Willis's wife on The Last Boy Scout. Hey, there's the dad from Charles in Charge. So it's funny how all the different paths that a lot of the actors took. Oh, hey, there's the guy from Twisted Sister music or Twisted Sister music videos. So yeah, no, it, but yeah, but it still holds up. I talked to a coworker of mine who's much older than me, and he remembers that that was the first R-rated movie he ever went to. And they're like, they said the F word kind of thing. Yeah, so it's definitely worth checking out. There's still some, there were some good laughs. I just the whole part when Belushi was talking about, it's not over. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No, let him go. Let him go. He's on a roll. He's on a roll. So,
That is such a classic. It's such a classic. I've seen it so many times at this point.
Yeah, because I've never seen. I mean, obviously, I never saw it in the movie. So usually, if it's on TV, you got every all the, questionable stuff bleeped out, or it's edited down.
Now, see, we had cable very early on, and those movies were just right in my dad's wheelhouse, and he was he just let me watch that stuff. So that one, 1942, was another one.
Another
It's
Belushi movie.
just right in there, right in that same vein. That's a good one. It's a classic.
Yeah. So that was the only movie that I had watched. We kind of had a busy weekend. I do have Grand Budapest Hotel staring
Brittany
at me
wants,
right
no,
now.
not that one. Just saw the preview for The 100-Foot Journey. She wants to see that one really bad. So I think we're going to end up red boxing that one.
Okay. Well, good. Let me know how you liked it, because we enjoyed it when we saw it in the theater. So I think I did not have a good week as far as watching stuff. So that's the end of my share time. So now let's get to news. Art, what do you have?
Okay, well, one more thing on the share time side before we move on completely. I just before we got on here, last thing I was watching on the TV, I did see a commercial for Toy Story. What was it, The Land That Toys Forgot?
Yeah, was that
Does it?
on last night?
I don't know. Maybe I was watching something on the DVR, so I may have missed it already. Was that just on? I thought it was something that was coming up.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
So anyway, well, be on the lookout for it because another little piece of Toy Story, and it looked pretty good. But moving on, I lost my place here. Oh, so news. The big piece of news that I saw that has your name written all over it. The title of the story, Guardians of the Galaxy director loves Nebula and has huge plans for her.
Oh my God. Okay, let me belt in. Go ahead. I'm ready.
So it says, though her time on screen is short, Nebula stands out as a dominant and intriguing character among a cast of unique misfits. And we haven't seen the last of her. James Gunn expressed his love for the character of Nebula and hinted at her return in the upcoming sequel. In a recent interview with Yahoo UK, James Gunn, director of Guardians, blah, 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 admitted he had big plans for future Nebula. I have so many plans for Nebula. I love Nebula. I fell in love with the design of Nebula. I cast around that design. I fell in love with Karen Gillian as a person, and I love the character of Nebula. She is a layered character. She's not good or bad. I think she has a lot of things to learn. I think that one of the fun things about the movie is you have a lot of characters who are not straight down the middle, good or bad. The Guardians themselves sort of like that. Nebula is like that. The Collector is like that. Yondu is like that. And to me, those are a lot of the most interesting characters in the movie. So,
wow. I am so excited about that. And on a side note, Guardians of the Galaxy comes out on December 9th on Blu-ray DVD. So, and it's going to kill me because I told my wife I won't buy it so that she can get it to me for Christmas.
Yeah, Brittany was saying the same thing. She's like, what can I get you for Christmas? I'm like, I don't need anything. I don't need more stuff. I don't need anything. And she's like, no, I have to get you something. And then you talked about it coming out on Blu-ray. And I was like, there you go. That's the thing. Get that for me. I don't want anything else. I just want that. Blu-ray, DVD, and digital download. Get the good one. So.
All right. So I have a couple news stories. I have one Marvel and one DC, so I'm going to start with the Marvel one first. Apparently, Evangeline Lilly has been talking about Ant-Man, and she had some comments about the Edgar Wright version of Ant-Man, that it would have stuck out like a sore thumb, and it wouldn't have any place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Another quote is, she would have, or let me start over. She went on to say, it would have been like classic comic book. It would have been such a riot to film, and it would have been so much fun to watch, but it wouldn't fit in the Marvel Universe. It just would have taken you away from this cohesive universe they're trying to create. So, unfortunately, we're probably not going to get too many more details like that, but I'm just wondering, what he wanted to do. But I guess we'll never know. She did reveal that she's going to be playing Hope Van Dyne, which is going to be the daughter of Janet Van Dyne and Hank Pym.
Interesting.
I was raised by two superheroes, she said. And the reporter is saying, if we see a Wasp in the movie, it apparently won't be the one fans are familiar with. So, interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, Art, what do you have next?
Okay. we talked briefly, I don't know if we talked about this or if this is something I read. Did we talk about the war over the Batman logo?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Must have been talking about this with somebody else. I thought it was with you. So there was a football club, Valencia, and they were working on a new logo for their football club, and it was a bat-like symbol. And DC got all up in arms and took them to court over it. And this was maybe 2 months ago, maybe a month ago. But it has come down that the war over the Batman logo has ended. And the thing I saw originally showed, like, the Batman logo has changed so many times over the past however many years it's been, that they could just be like, oh, it looks like a bat. No, you can't use that. And I can't believe that they're letting the other company backed down. They didn't want to get into a fight with DC over it, so they're going to do something else with their logo. But it just kind of worries me that it's like, so anything with a bat on it is now automatically theirs, because There, you can go see a montage. If you look it up, montage of Batman logos, and there's been like, I want to say there's been like 24 different logos over the past, whatever it is, 50 years. And so you could say anything bat-like, nope, that's ours. Because we got Batman, and you can't use the bat anymore. So I just thought that was kind of ridiculous, and I'm sad that it went the way that it did.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's almost like free marketing, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what.
I understand the copyright, patent protection, blah 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 blah. You know, but I think it should have to be, what is your current Batman logo? You know, what is currently out there? Your Batman comic, your Batman movie. You know, what is your most recent stuff? Because you're gonna go back to a logo from the 90s that you're not even using anymore and say, well, it looks like this logo. Well. Okay, do you have a specific patent on that logo? Have you patented every single one of these logos?
Right.
It's like Warhammer and the whole Space Marine thing.
What do you mean?
Warhammer, the Games Workshop, they have Warhammer 40K, and they have a group in there called the Space Marines.
Right, isn't there a game called Space Marine?
There is a game called Space Marine.
Yeah.
And they... anytime anybody uses anything that has the word Space Marine in it, they try and say, we've copyrighted that. But there's been Space Marines, you know, ever since science fiction writing took the Marine Corps into space in one shape or form or another, you know. Recently there was an author that got pushed off of Amazon because they said that, you know, the author was writing about Space Marines, not specifically the Warhammer 40K Space Marines, just Marines in space. And in the end, they had to back down because it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't, they really didn't have a leg to stand on, you know, and it wasn't worth going to court over because they were going to lose. And the author's work got reinstated, but they can be very heavy handed about it.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me sad. It kind of makes me not like Games Workshop. Not that I've ever really been a supporter of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Boo.
Yeah.
All right. So, continuing on the DC tip, they've announced the cast of the Suicide Squad movie.
I did hear some of this.
All right. So, Will Smith, Tom Hardy, Margot Robbie, and Jared Leto. Are set to star in Suicide Squad. In addition to those four, Jai Courtney and Cara, I'm going to go with De La Vigne, will also be in the movie. Not only have they announced the casting, but they also announced who everyone's going to play. Will Smith will play Deadshot, best known as a Batman villain, while Tom Hardy will play the group's leader, Rick Flagg. Jared Leto apparently will take on the Joker, while Robbie will play Harley Quinn, his on-and-off girlfriend. Courtney will be Boomerang, while De La Vigne will play Enchantress, the Sorceress. So, kind of on a side note, they're kind of wondering how Harley Quinn and Joker are going to figure into it, because they're not like the original Suicide Squad.
Right. I don't know. It's interesting. I've never really followed the Suicide Squad, and I didn't think I think the Joker, it seemed to me he would be a bad choice for that.
Apparently there's an animated movie called Batman Assault on Arkham, where the Joker muscles his way into the spotlight during the team's mission to assassinate the Riddler. So I don't know if it's something that's going to be close to that. But hardcore fans are wondering who's going to play Amanda Waller, the woman responsible for putting the team together and manipulating every scenario so she comes out on top.
Right.
So, I really don't have any connection to Suicide Squad. This is only for the DC fans that might listen.
Right.
Maybe we'll do equal time because we're going on and on and on about Marvel.
Marvel's the big boy on the block. Yeah. DC has to play catch up.
Yeah. And there's a rumor that Jesse Eisenberg could have a cameo. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I see. I understand. Like I said, I've heard about them, the Suicide Squad, quite a bit. And my understanding is, it's a government program. They take villains and they offer them. They say, okay, you spend some amount of time or do some amount of missions with the Suicide Squad, and you'll get a full pardon. We're gonna send you on, the worst of the worst missions. You're probably not going to make it back. But if you do make it back, then we'll give you a pardon. I don't see them ever making that offer to the Joker.
Oh,
I
definitely.
do
Yeah.
not see the Joker playing well with others to the point of even being able to be on the Suicide Squad. It just didn't make any sense. I think they're picking the Joker because he's a very popular character, not because he really fits. And hopefully they've got a great writer and it's going to work. I
Yeah,
really do. I hope for the best.
he's got to be some type of nemesis for Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
He's got to be.
maybe he's the target.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any? What else do you have for news?
You know what? I don't have anything else really of interest.
All right. So we're gonna end on this, and this is something that my 13-year-old daughter was very much into. Let's talk about Instagram.
Oh,
All
okay.
right. So real quick, allfacebook.com. Yeah, there's a website called allfacebook.com, the unofficial Facebook blog. Who knows? It's just propaganda for Facebook and all of its other software that it has developed, I mean acquired. So the article that I'm talking about is they have the top 10 Instagram tagged locations in 2014. So that's where you take a picture of yourself and you geotag it so people can see if they're close to you or where you are, and it'll say like whatever location you're in. So here's the top 10, supposedly top 10. Top geotagged locations on Instagram in 2014. Number one, Disneyland.
Okay, that makes
Number
sense.
two, Dodger Stadium in LA.
Really?
Now, just based on population, I can understand Disneyland. It's a little dubious about Dodger Stadium, but considering it's LA,
Well,
I don't
if
know.
maybe the Dodger Stadium is really pushing it. They have little
Yeah.
signs up everywhere that says, "Hey, Instagram your thingy," so they're putting it
Right.
in people's minds, and there's a lot of just sitting around while you're sitting there at the stadium. So
Number three, Times Square, New York.
makes a lot of sense.
Number four, Siam Paragon Shopping Mall, Bangkok.
Okay.
Number five, Gorky Park, Moscow.
Interesting.
Number six, no, I'm going to butcher this. Musée du Louvre or du Louvre, Paris.
Okay, the Louvre Museum.
Yeah. Red Square, Moscow. Madison Square Garden, New York.
I've been there.
Where the Knicks and the New York Rangers play their games.
I saw you too there.
Okay. Number nine, Yankee Stadium in New York. And number 10, Dubai Mall, Dubai, United Arab Emirates. So
Interesting.
there's your top 10. I would just hope that people would put the phone away, maybe live life a little bit more, but I can
Sir, you
always
not
hope.
understand the world that we now live in.
No, I understand that, but it doesn't mean I can't try to change it at least
Yes.
one daughter at a time.
There you go. Oh my goodness, it is. It's not good.
I mean,
It's
I've
not
made
good.
fun of my daughter for being a serial liker, where she just likes every picture that comes across Instagram. Yeah, I'll get off my daddy soapbox right now. Okay, so there is a Instagram, probably the only time that we'll talk about Instagram. So
Brittany
there
uses
was
Instagram.
that.
Instagram,
Yes, I know she does.
Tumblr. She, yeah. I don't. I'm Twitter, and I'm starting to use Facebook a little more lately. I think I feel like I go in spurts.
Yeah, I'm more of a consumer than a producer when it comes to social media. The only thing I really post is I do try to put news on the Backseat Producers Facebook page. So if you're listening to this and you I don't post very often, but please like our page so anytime I put something on there, you'll see it. But other than that, I don't use it too much. Too much, but so I believe That.
Wait. Before we wrap up completely,
Okay.
let's talk Christmas villages.
Oh, okay. All right. So I believe we talked. I don't know if it made it to pod.
I think it was afterwards.
Yeah. So generally, what happens at every Christmas is we have to block out the time to put the lights out on the house. And then usually the second order of business is we get the Christmas village out.
Okay.
And it was kind of disappointing because the kids were less interested in helping mommy do it. So it was mostly mommy, a little bit of dad hooking up the lights.
Oh, okay.
And I believe I mentioned that we have about 25 houses, and I am really, really bad because I overestimated by like 100%. Because I
Not
think.
quite. I think it looked like there were about 14 there,
Yeah,
so
there's a couple that we still haven't put out yet.
okay, so you're probably
But
close. You know, it always seems like more when you have to drag them out. It's like, oh, another one, oh, another one, oh, another one, you know, and until you actually count them. I was actually right on. We have 12. There's one little post office that is not a Christmas village. It's one of those you know, those places where they have the pottery already made, and you take it and you paint it and you just take it with you. You know, like the painted penguin, or I don't know some of the other names of them. But anyway, somebody painted that up for me, and it was just about the right size. So I'm like, well, I'm a mailman. I'm going to put that out with the village. So there were exactly 12 plus that one, which made 13.
Yeah, I do believe that we also have a post office.
Right, but like I said, mine is not a. It's just a little hand painted thing that somebody gave me a few years back. Actually, my best friend from high school, Jeff, his wife actually did it for us. So for me, but anyway, yeah. So we put ours out. We have all the stuff to light them, but as you can see, the way they sit on the shelves, that would just be a nightmare. So I'm like, yeah, we're not lighting these. We tried buying little LED lights to put inside of them, but it just didn't cast enough light. And I'm like, nah, we'll figure out something someday. And at this point, it's been 3 years and we haven't done anything. So.
Yeah, no, I thank you for sending me the picture, but the first thing I thought was obviously this is not a person that is used to living in an earthquake zone.
Yeah, no.
'Cause they're all up high on shelves.
Yeah,
But
we're sitting on nice bedrock. We don't shake here.
right. Exactly. The only danger is if they're going to blow down from wind.
Yeah, even
Right.
then it'd have to be pretty bad,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
so yeah, no, I appreciated seeing the picture and having it all little set out, and yeah, it was a nice little thing. Brittany has she inherited those from her mother, and so her older brother is really just not into it and a little too transient, so he didn't get them. And then her sister has a bit of an antagonistic relationship with her mother's her father-in-law, I should say. Her no stepfather. Stepfather is the term. So they ended up coming to Brittany, and we've put them out every year that we've had them. So
Well, it sounds like they're in the best home.
yeah,
Yeah.
they did end up going to the right place. And
Right.
but we've already had a casualty this year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there was a set of three skaters all on one little piece of ice, and there are now three skaters that are no longer attached to that piece of ice.
Oh,
So
no.
yeah, I'm gonna have to use some super glue and get them all back standing up in their proper order. But you know, you have a 3-year-old, you try to put things out of reach, but sometimes just doesn't work out. So yeah, so I've become a Christmas village person. I would
Yes.
have never thought.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
So this is mostly, is this your wife's collection? Is it something you've collected as a family or something?
Something that has started as a family. I think that she had a couple when she was when we were dating. But it just seemed like every year from her parents we kept getting more and more, the Christmas village houses. And
Right.
I think part of it's because my mother-in-law's never forgiven me for giving them Frankie Post. Frankie Post, at the time when I met my wife, I was working at Sears, and so I had a lot of time, because I sold sporting goods and across the way is where the seasonal department was. So I saw all of the annoying you know, kitschy Christmas decorations, that kind of thing. And so Frankie Post is about an 18-inch tall light post that sings three songs in the theme, or as Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
And it was really cool. And they're having a clearance. I just got it because I wanted, you know, first Christmas with the potential in-laws or whatever.
Right.
My father-in-law got a great kick out of them. And I think up until 2 years ago, was the first time that they didn't put them out.
Right.
Because I think my mother-in-law said, if I hear that song again, I'm going to lose it.
Right.
So I don't think she's ever forgiven me. But you know, be that as it may. So, anything else?
Okay. That is it.
So let's wrap her up. This will be the end of this episode of Backseat Box Office. So everyone out there, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And even though no movies came out this weekend, you know, go catch a movie. And if you liked it so much that you have to tell us about it, like Big Hero 6, please let us know.
Yeah.
Probably the easiest thing was just write a comment on the backseatproducers.com. On the blog post for each show that you can download if you're not doing it through iTunes or some other podcatching mechanism. You can just go and put a comment and let us know what you thought. Let us know what you think of Star Wars or anything else that catches your fancy. So, Art, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.